Hi, I'm Liam from Wallingford Radio, here on another one of our Out and About meetings, and today I'm on the Kinecroft with Wendy Tobit, member of the Neighbourhood Plan Steering Committee, which has been working for about the last 5 years. And Wendy, we're speaking to you in advance of the referendum on adopting the Neighbourhood Plan, which is being put to everyone as part of the local elections on May the 6th.
That's right, Liam, and thank you very much for inviting me to join you here on your Out and About. The Neighbourhood Plan has been about 5 years in the making. Hundreds of people have taken part in it. It's a plan which has been made by local people, by people who live in Wallingford, who work in Wallingford, who know it and who love the place. And it's a plan for the future of Wallingford. It's very positive about how we want to look after our assets, the historic assets we've got around us here at the Kinecroft, but also the green spaces, the employment spaces, the shops, the offices, the workshops where people will be doing their work, whether it's engineering or art or whatever, and also places where people will live in future.
This is really about the neighbourhood plan, is both defining the spaces as they already are, but also how we would expect the town to grow and the community to grow and interact with it in the future.
That's correct, because it's really important that Wallingford is sustainable as a very vibrant market town. It's a beautiful place to live, why thousands of people choose to live here. And they've come because it's a small market town, because it's got the countryside around it, because of the green spaces. And we want to make sure that these are protected and maintained for the future. And we also want to make sure that there are more facilities for people who live here. So, for instance, the site of the Regal Centre, for instance, is designated for community use. Yes, the local green spaces at Radnor Road, Wilding Road and the paddocks, again, for the community to use. And it's wonderful to see how, during the making of this plan in the last 5 years, there have been so many people coming together outside of the working groups and the steering groups, people who've now created the Friends of Wallingford and Cholsey Green Spaces, the Wallingford Wildlife Group. These are the groups and the people who will take forward the neighbourhood plan and make sure that these policies happen.
Because the neighbourhood plan isn't about where people can and can't put in building applications, it's far wider than that, isn't it? It is about designating both the central shopping site, as you said already, the Regal Centre as a place for community use, but also here on the Kinecroft and all the other green spaces around town, as well as the environment of the town and in protecting it and preserving it going forward.
Yes, you see, Wallingford is unique in many ways. I guess every town, every parish is unique. It's got its own unique characteristics. In Wallingford, we've got an abundance of historic and cultural assets, and these are cherished by people who know about them. But through the making of this plan, we've introduced this information to people who didn't know why these Anglo-Saxon buns were created, we're standing beside at the moment. They didn't realise necessarily that there had been one of the biggest castles in England on what is now Castle Meadows.
Of course.
There's not much left of it now, but it's understanding, I hope, that the neighbourhood plan, when people do read it, that they will recognise that here is a vision for the future of Wallingford, which they have got an opportunity to help form.
I think it may be a surprise to the general population that some of these protections and designations weren't in place already, but this is actually a new level of engagement to really allow the community itself to have an input into this, as opposed to relying on the existing structures. So, and it's also an ongoing process, as you've mentioned previously. So we've got the current plan and the referendum, but it will be going to a review. So this is a living document for the community to really have an investment in how the town develops going forward.
Yes, it is. And it's for people of all ages. On our working groups, when we set up in 2016, we had quite a lot of people who had young children, and they were particularly keen on making sure that there were spaces for children to use as recreation, and also for the district council to designate as play areas, because Wallingford doesn't have enough proper designated play space. And this is one of the things that the Friends of Wallingford and Cholsey Green Spaces are going to do, is making sure that places like Radnor Road Recreation and Wilding Road in particular have more play equipment put in. So there's more for the younger generation, but there also needs to be something for people who are working here in their 40s and 50s and people who come here to retire, who want to have safe places to go. They want to have nice theatre and you know, all the cultural things that we have in the town, but they want to feel safe as well. So having a network of footpaths that people feel safe walking and cycling on is really important as well.
So this isn't a one niche policy document, is it? This is truly a very wide-ranging, detailed plan, not only about the environment and housing and structure, but it does go further and define commercial areas, places where the town and the residents will need to work. So it really does define the balance, or define the areas to create a balanced town going forward. Yes. To enable the town and the community to thrive together, not on a single point.
Absolutely. It is one Wallingford, if you like. A lot of people who live here want to work locally as well. So providing the modern units on the Hithercroft, for instance, is really important. And those are just as important as the units at Ayres Yard, or accommodation in the town centre, which might be shops, might be offices, might be flats above, so that there's something going on within the town centre, within the marketplace, out of normal commercial hours, if you like, and because that makes for a vibrant town centre. And this is a document now, or will be, once the referendum happens. It will be a made plan. It will be a plan the town council can use every day when they are considering proposals to develop any particular area or change of use. It's also a document that the district council will use when they are reviewing planning applications, because it's the district that actually do that decision making.
So this actually leads into the question itself to be posed to the local residents on the 6th of May as part of the local elections. The question itself, would you like to just present that?
Okay. Do you want South Oxfordshire District Council to use the neighbourhood plan for Wallingford to help it decide planning applications in the neighbourhood area?
Obviously the district council being essentially the last say on planning policy locally, but it would feed through the town council's work itself.
Yes.
Which itself feeds back to district.
Yeah. And there are some other benefits to the town from a financial point of view, because once this plan is made, then the town council will keep 25% of the community infrastructure levy, that's the SIL payment that's made by developers, to fund local infrastructure. And it will be up to the town council with the district to decide exactly where those funds go, but it's got to be spent for the local community. At the moment, the town council only gets 15% of the levy payments, and in future they will get 25%.
So were the plan to be adopted on May the 6th, then this would also lead to more funds staying locally and being used for local people.
Yes.
Within the plan to...
Oh, absolutely.
So as the community itself has requested or,
yes,
or outlined,
yeah,
for the benefit of,
yes,
the community.
Yeah. And I think one of the interesting facets of doing this neighbourhood plan is the conversations that we've been having with people in the community. And those have been through the consultation process. A lot of people came to the Regal Centre when we were able to be in there, but also to the Ridgeway Church. They spent hours writing down their comments and sending them in. We on the working groups and steering group read those comments, worked out how we could accommodate them if that was feasible, and then include that. So this is, as I say, how people can have been able to create this plan. It is a plan for Wallingford by the people of Wallingford.
So Wendy, this very wide-ranging and detailed neighbourhood plan, which obviously the steering group that you've been a part of have been working on for roughly 5 years, I think,
yes,
you said,
yeah,
has really taken in the needs and input from the community. So it is a community-driven project.
Absolutely. And this is something that was picked up on by the independent examiner, Andrew Ashcroft, when he reviewed it last year. I think, if I may quote, the plan provides a distinctive vision for the neighbourhood area. It is an excellent example of a community-generated neighbourhood plan. He's somebody who knows the area really well because he actually worked with the Benson Parish Council on their neighbourhood plan. And he also did the independent examination of Brightwell-cum-Sotwell neighbourhood plan. So he knows this part of South Oxfordshire really well. And he understands why it's important for communities to be able to identify where they want housing to be built, where they want employment areas, where they want recreation areas, because that has to be the way forward. Come what may, it doesn't matter who's on the town council or who's elected to the district council, this is the planning document that is, once it's made at the referendum, it will be adopted by SODC as part of the planning framework, part of the national policy planning framework for Wallingford.
So this truly is the community's chance to have its say. And yes, in fact, it has said it had its say in developing the plan itself. But the question of adopting it or not is the community's chance to adopt it for themselves as part of the legal planning process.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And you would be urging everyone to go to vote on the 6th of May, just as part of the local elections, but specifically on the referendum on the neighbourhood plan itself. You would like the community to get engaged with the plan that represents them, their town and their future.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that for some people listening to this who may not have been around in Wallingford during the last 5 years, because, you know, I know that lots of people have arrived here in the last 2 years and we haven't been doing any consultations. We certainly didn't do any last year, or not much in 2019, but it is available to read on the South Oxfordshire District Council website, which is southoxon.gov.uk/Wallingford-NP for neighbourhood plan, and people can go and have a look at it, because this is a living document. And please, you know, I hope people will vote at the referendum. That's the most important thing. If and when it is passed and it is adopted, people who live here will be holding the town council to account. This is a document that we can ask, you know, what are you including these policies when you are making your decision or or a recommendation that's going to go to the district council.
And for anyone that is looking for the details, so you've highlighted it, it's available, both the plan and the short summary, and that's at southoxfordshire.gov.uk/Wallingford-NP. You've also written a piece yourself explaining it in Window on Wallingford recently, yeah. So people may have seen that.
Yeah.
I think there's some flyers going around to try and explain that as well, yeah, in advance of the vote. But if, say, some of the newer residents may not have experienced the whole process, but yeah, it is available. And it is, if someone does have any suggestions to make in the future as the town changes, then there is this review process going forward.
Yes.
So it's not set in stone for the next 50 years or anything.
No, it isn't. It's what is set in stone is a review review process. Certainly within the next 5 years. So before 2026, a group will come together, again hosted by the town council, but it will not be town councillors, it will be people from within the community. They will look at the plan and say, okay, tick, 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 that's been done. We've got the 20 mile an hour speed limit, we've got the local green spaces designated, but something else may have cropped up in that time. And so that will need to be addressed.
And in the occasion that the referendum isn't passed, the planning process will obviously continue, as it would have to in any respect, but it would continue without the community's input. And that's really essentially the question: do you want SODC to use the neighbourhood plan to help it decide planning applications? And obviously that's the question that's being put to the community.
Yes, yeah. And I really sincerely hope that people will. They will take some time to read those summary of the policies and have a look at the maps, if nothing else, and maybe join one of the local community groups, you know, whether it's 1155 or the Historic Society or the Wildlife Group. There are so many different community groups in Wallingford who can help to make this plan, this neighbourhood plan, a living document at the town council, making sure that the town council use it, but also develop it for future.
So both to preserve and develop and ensure that the town continues to be the vibrant, well-connected, balanced community which so many people cherish it for.
Yes,
at the moment.
Yeah, and one that attracts more people, because we know that the tourism economy is absolutely vital. We've got two national trails here. We've got the Thames Path actually runs through the town. We've got the Ridgeway just outside the town. And we've got the river. We've got people coming in on boats. We've got campsites. It's a great place to visit for day trips. And we need to make more of the tourism economy, the visitor economy within the town as well, because that's all part of the vibrancy of a market town.
Well, fantastic. And Wendy Tobit, thank you so much for explaining the neighbourhood plan to us and why people should be interested in taking part in a referendum on the 6th of May. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Liam.